This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. You have a good weekend, Todd? Not bad, huh? How about you, Kev? How was your weekend?
Great weekend.
You had a great weekend? Yeah, beautiful.
You know, they're too short, you know that?
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They are. You know what I did last night? Got back in town.
Yeah.
And I forget where I heard about this, but I put it on my calendar a long time ago. There was a one-night showing. You ever see those things that have a one-night movie showing? You go to the theater, but it's for one night only.
They just had that thing with Prager.
Yeah.
With Dennis Prager and Adam Carolla. Yeah.
That's always a good one. This was about St. Faustina. St. Faustina was a nun in Poland after World War One, and she's famous. There is a Divine Mercy devotion that she founded. She got going, and so I love the story of Saint Faustina. I said Pope John Paul had a special appreciation for her work. At one point, the Vatican said the lady's crazy. None of this stuff happened because she had some. When she would pray, she would get like a vision. And she put these things in her diary, but and at one point, one of the visions is from Jesus who gives her a tour of hell.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't want to see it. I don't know about you.
No.
I hope I don't see it, but the idea of seeing it and reading about it in her diary is enough to make you, you know, pick up your game a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, anyway, it's an interesting thing if you haven't heard about it. It's worth, spending a little time on, learning a little bit about, but interesting. But anyway, Pope John Paul then, before he was Pope, actually, in Poland, just spent a lot of time making sure that her research and her work was research, rather, and then they reinstated it and said it was a worldwide thing now. Anyway, I go to the theater last night, see this movie.
Okay.
And the popcorn machine is broken. Well, actually, it was unplugged. It was unplugged.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Can you see a movie without popcorn?
I could.
No.
I don't want to.
No, yeah. I can't. I can't. Well, I did last night. First, I toughed it out. But they had places flooded out. So no concessions to speak of.
Oh, that's too bad.
I know. But I went for the movie. I toughed it out. Everything was fine. All right. I'm better now. Just wanted to tell you about my tragic night.
Okay, good. You know how you get.
It's called a first world problem. You go to the movie and the popcorn machine is broken down. Yeah. Not good. No pop, no popcorn, what in the world? I tell you what, though, there were three theaters, all pretty well full, which I thought was pretty cool, with that movie.
Awesome.
Yeah, it is. So there's hope. It isn't all doom and gloom with Nancy Pelosi.
I spent the weekend on a working end of a chainsaw with my 82-year-old father-in-law.
Oh, wow. He wear you out?
Yes,
yeah.
He did. And you can't complain.
No.
You can't, I mean, you
no.
can't, then you can't.
He's
quit.
82.
You can't quit.
He's doing it.
Yeah, because he's still there doing it.
Yeah, very good point. This hour of the program is brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you've not yet done it, I would encourage you to go to hatandsons.com. Click on the video that walks you through how they can save you money. About 1,000 buildings now throughout the Northern Plains, businesses, buildings. They're maintaining heating and cooling systems and more for them and saving these businesses a lot of uncertainty. They've got a certainty on the bottom line. And, it, you know, they do the maintenance. They replace the brakes, all of that. HATandSons.com. Our next guest is a friend of mine from out near Jamestown, North Dakota. And he and his family have farmed there for a number of years. He is 62 years old, he told me. Been farming for 40 years. Never experienced anything quite like this, which is why I wanted to talk to him today on the program. Terry Wanzek joins us today. Terry, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah. Hi, Scott. glad to be able to come on your program.
I saw the video that you sent me of combining corn. Yeah. It looks like you're actually combining corn in a lake. Is that what you were trying to do?
Well, yeah, that's one example of what we're facing. And if you notice, that combine had tracks on, otherwise you would never be doing that. And that was on a headland. They had to go around the slough, but there's situations like that throughout the field where you literally, if you just had a wheel combine, you would be struggling all the time. So unfortunately we had to break down and buy some tracks for our combines. That combine actually is a neighbor. He was helping us harvest some corn, and he said he could go through the water. And it was after we watched him that we decided, you know, maybe we need to buy tracks too, even though we didn't want to spend that money. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, there's been a lot of that this year. Just talk about what's been different, what's been toughest about this year. Kind of just walk us through the X's and O's of the future.
Well, it seems like it's went from the very beginning. I got out of the legislature and from planting to spraying to harvesting, it's just been a battle all year, fighting mud, you know, and getting stuck. And it's always, the thing that always concerns me about getting stuck is the danger in pulling those machines out, all the, you know, tension and pressure you're putting on a machine. And if a chain snaps or something, I mean, somebody could be seriously injured or worse. And it's just been a battle fighting the mud. And, you know, like my son says, we really only had two rains this year. One lasted 40 days and one lasted 30 days. So, but
what are you going to do but laugh?
Well, you got to, I mean, don't mean to make, it's a very serious situation, but a good laugh now and then, I think, is therapeutic.
Absolutely. You're starting to say more about this year?
Well, one of the major issues that we face is not just the concern about getting our crops out of the field, even if we are able to get them, which, you know, after we invest in some tracks and need some nice weather to do that. Then once we got the crops harvested, our road situation is really in tough shape. And, I mean, it's literally to a point to get to a field 5 miles away, you got to drive 14 miles, you know, around on different roads to find an open road to get to it. That's the first thing that I think has really presented here about 2-3 weeks ago when we started getting all the rain and then the snow that presented a real problem. I did contact the governor and we discussed, that's when we started talking about a federal presidential emergency declaration. But it really creates problems when you can't even get your crop to the market or to your bin or to your dryer. That's a major challenge.
Terry Wanzig is with us. Terry and his brother farm, the parents farm there at Jamestown. You said, Terry, that, you know, you're 60-something and 40 years farming. And have never seen anything like this. Nothing even comes close, huh?
Nothing even comes close. Usually we've had some a wet spell now and then, and we just had to be patient, and the weather eventually turned, but it just seems like this year's been unrelenting. I know Jenny Schleck, she's a reporter with Ag Week, came and asked me if, with my years of experience, if I have any advice, and I told her I really don't, because even in my lifetime, I've never seen anything like this, so I don't quite know what advice other than to have faith and pray and hope and just count on some solution eventually coming through. You got to have a lot of faith to do this business or survive in this business.
No question about that at all.
Yeah.
You know, and this comes on the heels of what has been challenging times, whether it be trade deals, prices, whatever. It hasn't exactly been a picnic the last number of years either, right?
Right. I mean, it's definitely a challenge, but, you know, I chose to make this my vocation in life, I mean, or my, you know, my career, and I thoroughly when I weigh the good times against the tough times, I wouldn't have ever wanted it any differently. It can be a great way of life, but you know, we have to make a living. You can't go on and run a family farm if you aren't, you know, showing a positive net cash flow at some point. You can't just do it for a hobby. It's a business. It's a business like any other business. But I accept some of this, you know, because I know this is what goes with a farming career. But this time, it's really challenging us. It's just so unrelenting, day after day. I mean, even as I look out the window here from my office, we're getting snow flurries here now, and just about every single bushel we've harvested this year, whether it was wheat, rye, pinto beans, soybeans, we've had to dry. We've not hardly brought any bushels off the field dry. If we would have waited for them to dry, we probably virtually wouldn't have harvested an acre yet.
And that's not free either, that's for sure. Hang on a second, Terry. We'll talk more on the other side of the break. Brought to you today by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Don't forget that Oasis Petroleum hotline. Tell us about somebody that is being that buffalo.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota has seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots, for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today by our friends at Schweitzer's. And remember, if you're a deer hunter, listen up, because you can bring in your deboned deer to Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats at the Moffitt plant, and you're guaranteed to get your own deer back. Call the store with any questions, 751-0319. Some people promise it, they guarantee it. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. And remember, they make all kinds of sticks, jerky, summer sausage, deer, bacon, of course, the best country-style sausage in the area. You tell them you heard about it from us, Todd and I here on What's on Your Mind, you get a discount. So, great way to go. Schweitzer's Gourmet Meat, 625 South Washington in front of Dan's and Runnings in Bismarck. And don't forget the Planet Moffitt. Deer hunters, de-bone deer in at Schweitzer's, you get your own deer back. They promise. All right. Governor Doug Burgum is still giving his keynote address. And what do you have? Botano, Garrison, Beach, Valley City, somebody else I think was up there. A number of different communities with the mayors all celebrating. I mean, there again, we're seeing the governor champion these small towns and really encourage folks to, you know, find best practices and find out about resources and make some change and go about building their communities. It's a neat story. So next 3 days, Main Street gathering happening. It's actually the Main Street North Dakota Summit in Bismarck today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Back with our conversation with our guest from Jamestown, North Dakota, Terry Wansick, the state senator, also a farmer, one of his family near Jamestown, just west of town. What, do you say Jamestown farmer? Do you say Windsor? Do you say, what's the town?
Well, our address out at the farm is Cleveland.
Cleveland.
When I grew up, we used to get sent up to Windsor to get the mail. But, Jamestown area, refarm, from Windsor, Cleveland towards Jamestown. Our land is kind of spread out along those, that direction. So
you can see the farm just west of I-94 as you cruise through just to the south.
Right,
there.
Right off the Windsor exit, actually. So you could say Windsor, Cleveland, Jamestown.
Exactly.
I guess they're all my communities. I've been a part of all of them. So.
You know, some people have said that events like this are, a sign that inevitably you just got to be bigger and bigger, and that really the small guy gets eaten up, and the big guy buys land, and we got to go the corporate farming route, so to speak. And I always say, well, define corporate farming for me. Is corporate farming a big family, or is corporate farming like ConAgra? But whatever you define corporate farming, do you buy that? I think we have a lot more family farms, even though that's defined a little differently than it was 50 years ago, than we do big, giant ConAgras in this country. But, I mean, tough times like this, is it good for corporate farming and bad for the family farmer, Terry?
I guess I would say I don't buy that. I mean, this weather is hurting every farmer, whether you're a small family farmer or whether you're a large farm like ours, and ours is fourth. I'm fourth generation. My son and nephew are fifth generation, and this is impacting us all. It's just a proportionate thing. I mean, it's relative. It hurts a large farm as much as it hurts a small farmer. I don't really believe this kind of event on its own is challenging that. But no, I would say the economic factors in running a farm, I mean, they're very capital intensive businesses, and often to get a 15-20% net profit level off a good crop is probably about as good as it gets, and probably more averagely, or more on an average basis, you're looking at a 10-15% net profit. So you have to have economies of scale and critical mass to terms that I learned from my business education in college. I mean, you have to be able to justify buying a $500,000 combine. So those kind of economic factors are putting more pressure on the size of farms. But when it comes to weather events like this, it's hurting every farm. It's impacting every farm. It just because you're larger doesn't make it better. It probably makes it worse. I wish they had less acres right now to harvest, and get done. But I think another thing that people I haven't really heard or seen, I'm starting to hear it, is the impact of this beyond the farm. I'm afraid this could provide some problems for our local rural economies. I'm on the Jamestown Regional community center or the local hospital. I'm on the board there, and we just had a meeting last week, and our revenues were down in September, especially our operating room revenues, and part of the reason that they attributed to is the farm economy, which I kind of found interesting or amusing. That, you know, what is somebody put off their gallbladder because of this gallbladder surgery because of this current situation, but they claim that part of the reason their revenues were down some is attributed to the farm economy and farmers. Maybe it's the fact that we're busy out here fighting the weather trying to get something done, and we just put off a surgery or something, but it is impacting. And then I think of American Crystal, I think of the ethanol plants, I think of the potato Cavendish plant in Jamestown, and, you know, when farmers don't do well, local rural economies struggle too.
And, absolutely.
I'm afraid that it's going to have an impact beyond the farm before we're done here.
I think you're absolutely right. I mean, as ag goes, the rest of North Dakota goes. That's always been the story, and it's been so bad we've not had a chance to look beyond just the current situation. We only have a couple minutes left, Terry, but I do want your take on what can be done, if anything. I mean, is there anything given the I know there's a, you know, work on the disaster front that is, you know, declaring it a disaster and having that aid available. I know that Senator Hovind, Senator Kramer, Congressman Armstrong, others have looked to USDA. I mean, is as you look at this, is there anything that we should be pushing for to help the farmers and ranchers?
Well, you know, I think we're starting with the, you know, seeking the presidential emergency declaration. Again, we get back to the roads. I mean, it's pretty hard to be competitive in a global market when you can't even get your crop to the local market to get it to the rail site, to get it to the trucking company, or to get it to your bins to truck it out. I mean, we need to have good quality roads and a network of them to be able to operate our farms efficiently. So I think that declaration is vital to us to get some federal help. And I do believe, visiting with you know, some of the leaders in the legislature, that we will take a hard look at the state helping provide some of the local match if we can get that declaration. Now, there's also a secretarial declaration which addresses the agriculture side of things, and I do understand that it might be there to complement our insurance somewhat. If there's something I want to say, I was listening yesterday, and the comment was made, or some listener sent to you, that farmers are going to get 90% of their revenues through insurance anyway, so what are they worried about? But that's totally inaccurate. First of all, you cannot buy at a level of 90%. The highest you could go is 85%, but it dramatically increases your premium. You know, your federal crop insurance is based on a 10-year average.
So it's not, in other words, it's not going to take an edge off a year like this.
No, you know, it'll help cover a lot of the expenses, but you're still at best going to break.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could another ISIS leader be dead? President Trump is claiming another big hit against the Islamic State, tweeting this morning that the most likely candidate to replace ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been, quote, terminated by American troops. But the president's offered no other details. Al-Baghdadi blew himself up in a tunnel in Syria on Saturday night after being confronted by U.S. forces. The National Security Council's top Ukraine expert is currently behind closed doors, testifying in the House impeachment inquiry. In his opening remarks, Army Lieutenant Colonel Andrew Vidman says he didn't think it was appropriate to, quote, demand that a foreign government investigate a U.S. citizen, referring to the president pushing for an investigation of former VP Joe Biden and Biden's son Hunter during a phone call with the president of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Do I sleep well at night thanks to Mike Lindell's invention? The guy is a genius. It's unbelievable. I used to get kinks in my neck. I had, tossing and turning, couldn't get my disc right, and now it's just perfect. So I also don't snore. So it fixed the snoring. It fixed the kinks in the neck. I slept through the night. Here's the secret of my pillow. It adjusts to you. Every other pillow you buy, somebody's designing a pillow somewhere else they believe is going to work for you. Doesn't work like that. This one is designed for you. So that's the beauty of it. The best pillow ever. No more tossing and turning. Adjusts to you, your neck perfectly, supports the way you like to sleep. You could be a side, stomach, back sleeper, doesn't matter. Go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials, and there's a whole bunch of good deals. Save up to 50% on my pillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. The body pillow, regularly $89.99, but promo code Scott is only $29.99. And remember, all my pillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Once you click on the Radio Listener Specials, call 800-506-9028. Soon we'll be telling you about Todd's purple towels. Royal purple, I might add. Not just
They're
any
great.
Purple.
Love that color.
Have you put them to good use already?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's kind of a top-secret mission right now because the pillows are new. They're coming. But Todd and I, we're on the inside. We're trying these out. I keep saying pillows. I don't know why. I mean towels. There's
Those
no such thing as
pillows.
There's no such thing as a purple towel. There's no such thing, rather, as a purple pillow. There's a purple towel, not a purple pillow. Yeah. All right. 26 before the top of the hour, and we are joined now by Senator John Hovind. Senator, thanks for the time. How you doing?
Good, Scott. Greetings to you and to all your listeners.
Okay, you've been in Congress, and before that, obviously. A governor. So you've been around this stuff for a long time. I got to ask you how frustrating this is. We were talking earlier, big hubbub today about someone that is going to testify in secret who was on the call with the president of Ukraine, President Trump. Well, we have the transcript. We know exactly what was said in the thing, so I'm not sure why we need a hearing, closed-door hearing, from some guy who's going to say he didn't like what he heard, because we can decide if we like what we heard. There's nothing to report on. And for that matter, we're a year and a month or so, a year and a month from an election, where if the American people don't like Donald Trump, they can vote against him. Yet we're going through all this stuff and taking away all this time from important things that need to be done. Our farmers, our ranchers right now, USMCA, you name it. This is just, it's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, again, not only, I mean, you started out with a very important point. I mean, that's why the president released the transcript. People can read the transcript for themselves, right? I mean, it's out there. They can read it, draw their own conclusions. And the other thing is this process, it's this, closed-door process where the Democrats that are running the process in the House, they release certain things and not other things. And then, you know, that's put out in the media. But then they don't release the rest of the cross-examination, the rest of the testimony. So, yeah, it's not the way the process should be done. It's not open. It's not transparent. It's being done behind closed doors. And you make a very important point. I think that's why the president released the transcript right at the outset to show exactly what the conversation was.
It seems as though the letter that you and your colleagues have co-sponsored, I guess the letter put it out, but there's a resolution basically saying, hey, you know, here's a bill, laying out the markers that you're not going to conduct that kind of process over in the House and then expect us in the Senate to deal with it seriously, right? So you send this, and all but, what, two or three members of the Republican caucus have signed on to that, co-sponsored that legislation. And it seems like what Nancy Pelosi is doing is now saying, okay, I get it. We're done with this deal, so we better go to the next thing, and is planning a vote on Thursday on an impeachment resolution. I don't know what that means, but do you think, you know, that move by the Senate is what's prompting this change from the House?
Yeah. I mean, you describe it accurately, especially what our resolution says is that, you know, you're not conducting an open process where the American people can see what you're doing. You're conducting a partisan process behind closed doors. And so I think she is reacting to that, but she still hasn't, you know, we haven't seen what her resolution is. So, you know, we'll have to see what that is. And, you know, then they'll vote on it Thursday and we'll see what happens.
Hey, what are you hearing?
Well, the thing is, I think it's going to be a partisan vote. I think you're going to see probably most of the Democrats vote for it. I don't think you'll see Republicans vote for it. I don't know what some of the Democrats in swing states will do. But I think that's been her concern is that, you know, there's a lot of pushback against this whole process that she's been engaged in. And I think she's worried about her members, you know, in districts where they're more moderate.
Is it your sense that politically they may think they're making progress here, and they may think they're bringing some people along, when in fact they're actually turning people that might be, swing voters the other way? I see the president tweeted today about this, about how, quote, nervous Nancy Pelosi is doing everything possible to destroy the Republican Party. Our polls show it's going to be just the opposite. The do-nothing Dems will lose many seats in 2020. They have a death wish led by a corrupt politician, Adam Schiff. Is this politically, from the standpoint of the polls, helping the Republicans?
Yeah, I'm hearing that people want us to focus on the work. Look at what's going on with our farmers right now and the weather, you know, the blizzard we had and the flooding they've got in their fields. And the House still hasn't passed the USMCA. You know, we're making progress in these other trade agreements. Looks like we may get something with the Chinese that could be very helpful. Our farmers are up against it. And they're there, you know, spending all their time on this impeachment rather than working on the work that people want done. USMCA right up front, lowering the cost of prescription drugs, infrastructure, strong support for our military, for our law enforcement. How about funding the wall so we can secure the border, enforcing our immigration laws, not allowing things like sanctuary cities? These are the things, you know, these are the fundamentals that I hear about when I talk to people back home. It's, hey, we want you focused on the work. And as you said, if somebody, is concerned about the president or anyone else, that's what you have elections for, and they get to make that decision.
Texter says, if we can impeach a president, why can't we impeach the Speaker of the House?
Well, again, she'll have to stand for reelection. But, you know, she comes from a district there in San Francisco where they, you know, are very liberal. But I do think what we're talking about is going to be important to the people when they go to the ballot box, and that is, you know, did their elected official focus on the work that they want done, the things that affect them every day, whether it's supporting our farmers and ranchers or small businesses or cutting the regulations and cutting the taxes, you know, whether it's security, supporting the military, supporting law enforcement. I think all those things, you know, that's the work passing the USMCA, finding ways to reduce the deficit. You know, those are the things that they want done. And I think those are things that they'll look at. And they'll also look at the economy, Scott. Look at what's going on with this economy. We're now growing at more than 3%. Wages and income are up over 3%. That affects their bottom line. We've got the lowest unemployment we've had in a long, long time. Stock market is up. All those things, you know, that's what really matters to the people I talk to.
John in Bismarck has a question about the Constitution for our guest, Senator Hovind. Others welcome at 258-0550, 800-228-0550. You can also text the question, 701-367-2054 for me, or for Todd, 701-226-8503. Go ahead, John, for Senator Hovind.
Yes, the Constitution of the United States, underneath the powers and duties of the President, states that he shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed, meaning that the president should do what he's doing and has a responsibility to do it, and I think you would agree with that. I certainly agree with your statements that you made in the past, and I kind of feel bad that the farmers are having such a hard time of it with the weather and everything. And I
Thanks.
Hope that you, whatever you can do, I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. He's saying he sees the president as fulfilling the Constitution, upholding the Constitution. Do you agree with him, Senator? I mean, does the president have anything to apologize for?
Well, he's right. It all starts with the Constitution, and obviously the president is following the Constitution and trying to do the best job he can. And as the caller said, you know, the farmers, I mean, they are up against it. And remember, when these trade deals, when the Chinese and others started targeting our farmers in these trade deals, I mean, he stepped up with the trade assistance. It's something that I spent a lot of time talking to him about personally. I talked to him about our farmers. And he said, yes, I know that Chinese and others are targeting our farmers in these trade deals, and I'm going to do something about it. And then, you know, we fund that through my committee, Ag Appropriations. And same thing on the second round when we thought, you know, that the administration was going to get a deal done with the Chinese and they backed up. I went back up to the White House and I said, hey, there's got to be a second round because, again, the Chinese are dragging this out. And not only to help our farmers, but to show the Chinese that we're not going to, you know, let them win this thing, that we're going to win this thing. We've got to, you know, do some more. And boy, it was like the next day he had Sonny Perdue out saying, yeah, we're going to do something. So, you know, again, those are the kind of things, again, back to what we're talking about, or the economy, all these other things, support for the military, building the wall, all those things. You know, those are the things that he's focused on, that he needs to be focused on. That's what people care about.
Your friend and mine, Terry Wanzik, told me that he's farmed for over 40 years. He's fourth generation. His son and nephew are fifth generation. Never experienced anything like this growing season. And bought three sets of tracks for three combines, getting some acres harvested, but it's been an absolute battle. We just talked to him. Is there anything that can be done, knowing that you have been already doing battle on saying, okay, trade aid and these other things to bridge the gap? Yeah. Well, this is a disaster related to weather and conditions like that. Can you do anything for these guys?
Yeah, one of the things in May when they passed what's called the disaster supplemental, which was to help with the hurricanes, I made sure that we included provisions that were prospective so that for any weather issues we had going forward for this year and into next, that we would be included. And so it's called WIP Plus, which is just an acronym for, you know, weather hazards, hurricane, that kind of stuff. But we're included under that. So for our farmers, they'll get additional coverage that supplements their crop insurance that will help them. That's why the governor and the Ag Commission are going through the process of assessment with FSA. Then they'll ask for a secretarial designation and a presidential designation, and then that will activate that additional assistance to help our farmers because they've got these flooded fields. And that's
we'll talk more about that. Hold that thought, if you would, Senator. More coming up. Folks, don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SB Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SB Windrower from New Holland.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
CFS firefighters, get your proof of service out. You can get a free ticket for you and a guest to be with us. Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac and others at the Bismarck Mandan Elks Thursday, November 7th. Get those tickets at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac Quality and Action Movers Valley Sport Marine, Wells Fargo, and Northwest Contracting. More info at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
And we will be there broadcasting live for What's on Your Mind. Remember, I have a shout out going out to family members that might have a vet that wants to tell their story. We'd love to have them on the program. You just send me a note, scotth@flagfamily.com. Also, want to remind you that the University of Mary is inviting all current and former military and veterans to a chapel service and complimentary lunch on Veterans Day, November 11th. The Army Chaplain Corey Burtness is going to lead a chapel service at 10 a.m. in the Founders Hall on campus. It's open to the public. Lunch afterward in the beautiful Crow's Nest Campus Restaurant, free of charge. current, former military, and veterans, please join us and help honor those who serve at the University of Mary. Back with Senator John Hoeven. In a couple of minutes we have left here, want to cover lots of other ground, including, well, before the break, first of all, you were saying if you line up, you know, the various things that are out there, that you're going to, you know, come close. Now, you assume that the disaster relief, that we're going to meet the criteria for that, and those dollars will click in?
Right, right. So we've got trade assistance that's coming now, but we also have disaster assistance. It was part of the earlier hurricane bill we passed. I made sure we had provisions in there that make it prospective. So, yes, we'll get those disaster declarations, and then that will automatically qualify farmers and ranchers in any of those counties declared disasters. Now, if a farmer or a rancher is in a county that's not declared a disaster and they're having trouble, they can still apply, but it's on a case-by-case basis through FSA. It's not, they're not automatically approved as a, they would be in a disaster county. And for farmers and ranchers, we have both ELAP and LIP, and they know what that is, Livestock Assistance Program for Mortality Loss, and ELAP is the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program for Feed Assistance for their animals.
Texter said, how about the remaining MFP payments? That money is already approved. Sure, need to hear more about that.
Yeah, so the next payment, and I just talked to Northy, and they'll see more from me on that and from Northy. I'll have more on that directly. But so the next one will be coming out in November, and then the final part is scheduled for January. I've already talked to him about accelerating those. I know that he's working hard to get the November out as soon as he can.
Texter says, Senator, as long as USMCA is being held up, is there a possibility of getting cool language inserted to give our cattle guys a much-needed win?
Well, we'll see. You know, obviously we worked to get that. We weren't able to get it earlier. That's something that's being worked on now, so we'll see. I don't know if that can happen, but obviously it's something we're working on, and it maybe. Obviously, we got to get the House to move and get this thing passed, get it done.
Texter
says, "Go in the Senate. I mean, we're ready to go in the Senate now. It's got to start in the House."
Another listener says, "Scott, I'm at the Pyler, and I lost my signal. Hard at it in the beet harvest. I was on hold to talk to Senator. Could you please ask him why he voted against Rand Paul's bill to reduce government spending by 2%?
Oh, because it was on the bill for the farmers, and it would have reduced spending for the farmers. The farm bill's on the floor right now. The farm appropriation bill." And that would have reduced what we're providing for our farmers right now, and I just don't think we can do that to our farmers and ranchers right now.
So spending across the board being cut is something you support, but not at the expense of farmers.
Yeah, I definitely want to find spending reductions, but this would have applied to our farmers and ranchers. That's the bill that he offered it on, and I think right now we can't do that to our farmers.
Is there any chance USMCA gets a vote in the middle of this Nancy Pelosi-Chuck Schumer circus?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think the pressure is building. I think it's good every time we talk about it, Scott. I hope you're talking to it, you know, every time elected officials come on. I think we've got to keep awareness out there, and we'll put enough pressure on her to get it.
So she brought it up in the middle of this, saying, you know, why aren't we talking about this? Why aren't we talking about prescription drugs? Why aren't we talking about infrastructure? So she's very good at talking about it, but they're not doing anything else, are they? I mean, they've got to introduce it over there and have
a
vote.
That's the frustrating part. I mean, that's where we started out. That's the frustrating part about this. They're so focused on the impeachment stuff, they're not doing these other things. And in the case of the USMCA, I really think we are, because we are pushing, we're getting, it's not just our farmers and ranchers, it's labor, it's the high-tech people, you know. Again, we're just trying to really get everyone to push on the House members to move. The Republicans are ready to go. Obviously, it's Pelosi and House Democrats. Get them to bring it up.
Final question. How big of a accomplishment by the military, by the Trump administration, is the operation that happened over the weekend with al-Baghdadi, taking him out?
Yeah,
and
thanks for bringing that up, because I was going to bring it up if you didn't. But We can't lose sight of how big a deal that is. I mean, not only in terms of striking at terrorism, knocking them down, knocking down their leader, and lead, you know, a real blow in terms of their recruitment effort and everything else, But then just the, you know, the president making the decision to go ahead and do it, and then our military doing it, it's not only knocking down terrorism and defeating terrorism, it shows what we can do, and those type of people need to be reminded that we will find them, we'll hunt them down, and that we will kill them. Also, I think what you're seeing, it's us working with our allies, so again, getting back and working with the Kurds, realigning what we're doing over there, but
win-win-win.
ISIS doesn't regenerate.
Out of time, Senator. Thanks so much. Gotta go.
Mineral Tracker? Let me tell you, these Mineral Tracker guys are rocking the oil and gas industry with their knowledge and expertise. They have degrees, experience, and common sense, and they founded Mineral Tracker for mineral owners just like you. When you're dealing with your mineral income, don't mess around. Use our technology that was created just for you, helping you maintain your asset and take control of it. Activate your free account today at MineralTracker.com or call 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Oliver, Stark, Trail, Botno, Golden Valley, Cavalier, Pembina, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota. And the following counties in Minnesota: Ottertail, Clay, Becker, and Nicolette. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at Piper's.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.